Welcome in, everyone, here to another week of Trojan Preview here on KJN, our chance to speak with Atlantic Head football coach Eric Waldstein. And coach, of course, you knew it was going to be a tough game against Dallas Center Grimes team that's very good and turned out to be that way, come up on the short end 55-0. But I think actually a lot of people were surprised maybe with the way the game started. Your team came out ready to play right away in that first quarter.
Yeah, I mean the kids played really hard the whole game, but yeah, I mean we hung with number 4 or 5 team in the state, for a quarter and a half, and we were looking at I kind of looked at the clock about halfway through the second quarter, and I was like, yeah, 21-0 going in the half, that might not be bad, and then and then they had that kid, pick up the punt and take off running for a touchdown, and and things just kind of went downhill from there. And, and that's, one of the things that I've said it to a couple people this week is, for guys that play Ironman football, where you're playing both sides and you hardly ever come off the field, the worst part of the game is that, that end of the second quarter, because you're starting to get tired, you're starting to get gassed, and you're going against guys that are just playing one way and they're just starting to get warmed up. So, that's when you're playing Ironman football against guys that aren't, that's usually when the wheels tend to fall off, is about that time, and that's kind of when they fell off for us.
Yeah, it was one of those weird plays on that punt where the ball hit one of the defenders, and then the ball carrier decided, well, I'm going to pick it up and take off anyways. Usually, everybody kind of backs away at that point, so you don't really expect them to try to go. So I think everybody was kind of caught off guard and standing around for a moment, and he took advantage of it.
Yeah, I mean, the ball hit the ground a couple times and started to bounce back toward our end of the field, and Austin Alexander went to try to grab it, and it got away from him, got between his legs, and just kind of got away from him, and their guy just ran right up, scooped it up, and took off. And it's kind of what I talked to the guys on film on Sunday about. Guys, we got to play all the way to the whistle every single play. Just because the ball hits the ground doesn't mean that that's a dead ball. It's got to get picked up, and we got to wait for the whistle to blow before it's a dead ball. And it's just one of those unfortunate things. I don't blame Austin for what happened. It just it was a tough ball to try to handle, and their kid made a gutsy move, and it paid off for him.
Well, and of course, he's a player, Trey Washington, that wasn't unfamiliar with that situation. He's the one that ran the punt back to beat Harlan for him a couple of weeks ago, so he's certainly capable. And they proved to be a team that did have a lot of weapons out there. They had a lot of guys that were able to do a lot of different things, so it's just a tough team to defend.
Yeah, their quarterback, he's a heck of a player, and that's that was our main focus all week, was, we got to keep him contained. We got to keep him contained. And, there were a few times we had him contained, but, then there were a lot of times he got outside on us and hurt us a little bit. So, that's something we got to continue to work on and continue to get better with.
Well, I think another one of the positives that your team can take away from that game as well is a lot of those younger players that, of course, been maybe forced into a role to be out there on the field, played pretty good ball games. There was a lot of guys that stepped up. Chase Molinex got out there and made a lot of plays for you defensively. He even came in and played some quarterback there in the second half for you, and I thought he played pretty well.
Yeah, Chase played a good game on defense, and came in and did some things at quarterback for us that looked pretty good. Noah Bruckner, he's been taking a lot of reps at tailback. Him and Drake, been not necessarily splitting reps 50-50, but Noah gets in for a series or two here and there, and he played linebacker for us this week, with Stork out, and just did a great job. I mean, he just flying around making plays all over the place, and like I said, we've got some young guys out there that they're doing some good things. They're just they're another year, sometimes two sometimes 2 years away from being at that level where they're going to be a really good varsity player. So we've got some things to hang our hat on for the future, and keep working with those young guys.
Well, and I guess the nice thing here this week, you turn around and play a team that at least isn't rated in the top 10 in the state.
Yeah.
So things change, and not that it's an easy road by any means. Shenandoah, a good football team as well, but certainly one that I'm sure you can compete in and get that chance to turn around and try to maybe play a tight competitive ball game here.
Yeah, Shenandoah, they've got some athletes over there. You know, but you know, what they run offensively is you know, very similar to what we do. You know, it's a lot of veer midline stuff. You know, so our guys are used to seeing that all the time. You know, and you know, it's very similar to what Glenwood did. You know, offensively. You know, the only difference is that Shenandoah's quarterback hasn't figured out yet if he can throw yet. Where Glenwood's quarterback kind of figured that out against us, and I'm not sure he stopped throwing the football. So, you know, we're really going to focus on stopping the run this week, and you know, and then you know, offensively, you know, they like to put you know, 7-8 guys in the box. So, you know, we feel like with some of the speed that we've got, you know, with Holmes and you know, with Drake, you know, that you know, we can get outside on them a little bit and do some things out there.
Yeah, they've got a couple of guys that can run the football pretty well, and Jake Johnson, who's their quarterback, and then also Logan Roberts has had a good season for them as well, both averaging about 6 yards per carry, so having some success on the ground, and obviously that's your focus, is to try to slow those two guys.
Yeah, we're just, that's what we're going to try to do is, you know, stop their, you know, their fullback. You know, he's a pretty physical kid. You know, we got to get him wrapped up, and then, yeah, like I said, you know, stopping the run, that's what our focus is going to be this week.
Well, you mentioned that they do like to pack it in pretty tight defensively with guys up front. Are there some things there then offensively for you, especially out on the edge, that you guys like to do that you think will be successful this week?
You know, last year when we played them, you know, we ran a lot of our bubble, or, you know, our bubble passes, and had a lot of success doing that. So, you know, we're looking at that again, you know, as a possibility, and then you know, and then like I said, with our toss and our jet sweep stuff, you know, getting to the edge. You know, seeing if our athletes are faster than their athletes and, you know, seeing what we can do.
Well, and, of course, coming away from last week, one of the nice things was, and it's not something you should have to hope or cheer for, but nobody was injured last week against ADM, so that's a nice positive step in the right direction, at least health-wise.
Yeah, it was first game this year that we haven't had somebody go down for at least, you know, 2 weeks, or if not for the season. So, you know, that was nice to come out of there with that, you know, even though, you know, sometimes, you know, when you're having a season like this, you know, where you have this many injuries, you know, you got to take that as a major win for you. So, yeah, we came out away with no injuries, and, you know, hopefully that continues, and, you know, we should be getting some of these guys back here, you know, in the next week or two. You know, Stork should be ready to come back here, you know, if not this week, next week. Grant Podaisky will be back this week or next week. You know, Zeke Whetstone will be back probably next week. You know, so we've got some guys that you know, that are on the verge of coming back, and you know, it'd be nice to get them back this week. You know, next week for sure when we play Winterset, and you know, just you know, get those guys back, see if we can finish out the season strong.
Yeah, it's always tough when you're trying to fill gaps, and we talked about last week, you know, not getting that chance to mold together as a team and kind of grow. But I guess on the other side of it, those young kids are out there getting some experience, getting better, and then hopefully you get those other guys back that can step back into some of those starting roles, and then you've got a little bit better quality depth, I guess you could say, behind them after that.
Yeah, I mean, once guys start coming back, you know, we're going to have guys behind them that have varsity experience now. So, you know, so that's, you know, that's a positive way to look at it is, you know, it's not like you're throwing in a guy going, oh, man, you know, I don't know how this guy's going to handle the bullets flying. And, you know, a lot of guys have been in that situation now where they've been out there when the bullets are flying. And, you know, we have a good idea of how they're going to react and how they're going to play. And, you know, so I think, you know, that helps from a depth standpoint, definitely.
Well, and one thing to take away from your team as well, going through all of this with the injuries and in low numbers, is guys have had to move around and play different positions and you know, step into roles that maybe they weren't quite prepared for yet. But I think watching your team play, they've all reacted very well to that and stepped into those roles and gave their best effort.
Yeah, you know, and that's, you know, our offensive line especially, you know, like we've been saying since day one, we don't have a lot of depth there. So, you know, it's next man in, and you know, we've, you know, reshuffled the deck, and, you know, away we go. Unfortunately, it's kind of ended up that way in a lot of different positions. You know, our linebacker position's kind of the same way, you know, with Gifford going out early and Stork getting hurt a week ago. You know, it just, you know, Miller's had to switch, you know, from a normal role, and Bruckner's had to switch from a normal role, and, you know, get Logan Riley in there, and, you know, originally we had him at will, and then he was playing Sam, and, you know, defensive line's kind of the same way, guys shuffling around out there. And, you know, even our defensive backs, I mean, originally Chase Mullinex was a tight safety, and now he's out there playing corner. So, yeah, I mean, we've had to shuffle guys around, but, you know, they've really seemed to step up. And, you know, the great thing is, you know, most of those guys we've got out there playing right now, they're smart football players. They, you know, they get it, you know, and they're willing to, you know, to learn a new position, you know, if they need to, you know, whatever they need to do to help out the team.
Well, and I guess on kind of the same note here with the injuries, you have made some changes week to week just because of the situation offensively. Is there anything you're looking to change back to here this week? Are you going to keep Mr. Nelson on the outside, or is he going to come back up under center some? What is the plan here this week?
You know, as of right now, you know, Jackson's still gonna be the quarterback. You know, Jackson didn't play very well against DCG. Made some bad reads, and you know didn't throw the ball very well. But you know, it's one game. You know, everybody has a bad game once in a while, and you know, right now, you know, especially with Sontag out, you know, we kind of feel like our best option is having Kyle out there. You know, playing slot and Jackson at quarterback, and you know, we'll see how Jackson responds. You know, this week, and you know, if he has a better week and continues to improve, then you know, we'll leave him there and we'll leave Kyle outside for right now until Sontag gets back, and then you know, then we'll reevaluate after that and you know, see where things lie.
Well, of course, this is a little bit different week, homecoming week here at Atlantic, so you get some of kind of the other goofy stuff going on throughout the week as well. It can be a little bit of a distraction. Do you do much different to try to keep your kids focused during a week like this?
You know, the kids know how I feel about homecoming. you know, so, you know, I'm, you know, during homecoming week, you know, I'm a little bit more on edge, and I'm a little grumpier because, you know, I'm not a big fan of, you know, all the other, you know, extra crap going on. So, you know, so they know that, you know, they know how I feel. So they make sure that they're focused in because, you know, I can blow it any minute. So, you know, so they're pretty focused in during homecoming week. And, you know, one of the things that we talk about, you know, from Sunday on, you know, the whole week is that, you know, look, guys, you know, homecoming wouldn't really exist if it wasn't for the football game. I mean, everything about homecoming revolves around that game on Friday night and leads up to that. So, you know, that's the most important thing. So, you know, that's once that bell rings at 3:19, I mean, the focus every day is, you know, football from, you know, for the next two and a half hours. And, you know, and that needs to be our focus, you know, throughout the week.
Well, and that's, I guess kids can take it different ways, but yeah, you look at it that way on a Friday night, and, you know, maybe you step out there with a mindset that you have a little more pride. You want to step up there and, you know, show folks what you've been working hard for and go out and try to play a good football game with some other people maybe you haven't seen around putting some eyes on you.
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, it's been a while since Atlantic's won a homecoming game, and, you know, this is one that, you know, we feel like we can win, and, you know, and we, you know, we kind of feel like, you know, as a team, you know, we've got something to prove, you know, and that was, you know, kind of our focus, you know, last week as well, you know, with DCG is that, you know, look, you know, we need to prove to people that, you know, hey, yeah, we're short in numbers and, you know, we got a lot of guys beat up, but, you know, that we're fine. I mean, we're a team and we're together and, you know, we're family and, you know, we're going to play our hearts out for each other. And, you know, the guys are doing that. And, you know, now we just, you know, we need to pull things together a little bit more and, you know, get a win. Stop playing top 10 opponents.
Yeah.
That would help a lot. So, yeah. But, yeah, you know, like I said, I think we got a great opportunity to do something pretty special, you know, Friday night and, you know, get a win and, you know, kind of get things back on track.
Well, watching the game last week, Coach, just I guess from an outside, you know, perspective, just watching the game, you can tell the kids are out there playing hard. And I think the way that game started was turning a lot of people's heads early on in the game, the way that you came out with a lot of heart and played very hard. Of course, just a very tough opponent. You know, they got the better of you down the road. But I think there is some bright spots here down the road here for the Trojans, and we'll hope that it starts this week. We appreciate you giving us some time, and good luck to you here Friday night.
All right, thanks a lot.
All right, that's Atlantic Head football coach Eric Waldstein. That's going to do it for Trojan Preview here this week on KJAN.